Ann Curry, news anchor. U.S. forces in Iraq are using what some are calling a cruel and unusual tool to break the resistance of Iraqi POWs. And trust me, a lot of parents would agree. Some prisoners are being forced to listen to Barney the Purple Dinosaur sing the I Love You song for 24 straight hours. NBC cut to a clip from Barney, in which the purple dinosaur flopped around amidst his gang of ever-smiling stage school kids. Everyone in the studio laughed. Ann Curry put on a funny kind of poor little prisoner's type voice to report the story. Ann Curry, according to Newsweek magazine, one U.S. operative told Newsweek that he listened to Barney for 45 minutes straight and never wanted to go through that again. Studio. Laughter. Ann Curry turned to Katie Couric, her co-host. Ann Curry. Katie, sing it with me. Katie Couric, laughing. No, I think after about an hour they're probably spilling the beans, don't you think? Let's go outside to Al for the weather. Al Roker, weatherman.
And if Barney doesn't get 'em, they switch to the Teletubbies, and that crushes 'em like a bug.
It's the 1st Earth Battalion, I thought. I had no doubt that the notion of using music as a form of mental torture had been popularized and perfected within the military as a result of Jim's manual. Before Jim came along, military music was confined to the marching band type arena. It was all about pageantry and energizing the troops. In Vietnam, soldiers blasted themselves with Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries to put themselves in the mood for battle. But it was Jim who came up with the idea of loudspeakers being used in the battlefield to broadcast discordant sounds, such as acid rock music out of sync, to confuse the enemy, and the use of similar sounds in the interrogation arena. Jim got these ideas in part, as far as I could tell, after he met Stephen Halpern, the composer of ambient CDs, such as Music for Inner Peace, in 1978. And so I called Jim right away. Jim, I said, would you say that blasting Iraqi prisoners with the theme tune to Barney is a legacy of the 1st Earth Battalion? I'm sorry, said Jim.